Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. My colleague and compadre, Malcolm Holmline, is here to cover all the issues that we've not been able to these last weeks. Malcolm's traveling for the holidays. Today is important because without the pandemic, there would be the March of the Living. Malcolm, for everyone, what is the March of the Living? Why now in the springtime? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's great to be back with you. This is... Yes, this would have been a time when we'd been marching from Auschwitz to Birkenau for the annual March of the Living, which draws especially thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of young people of every faith from every country to commemorate the events that took place during the Holocaust, during World War II. And it's the official commemoration. And the theme this year, until the very last few, meaning those survivors, 80 years since the onset of the annihilation. And it begins in Israel with a moment of 2 minutes of silence at 10 a.m. where everything, traffic, everything comes to a total standstill. And in the Knesset at 11, they read out the names of the Holocaust victims. And then around the world, there will be events commemorating today and in the coming days over the weekend, all sorts of events to remember and most of all to learn the lessons. And Secretary Blinken put out a statement to that effect about the evil on a grand scale can and does happen and what it means. And it's especially meaningful this year when, in conjunction with the Holocaust Memorial Day, every year there is an annual report on anti-Semitism that shows the very significant increase that 2/3 of American Jews have either witnessed or experienced anti-Semitism since 2016. And 59% say they feel Jews are less safe in the U.S. than they were a decade ago. And the event of the coronavirus actually reduced the number of physical assaults, but increased the volume of anti-Semitism online and threats against Jews and vandalism and attacks of those kinds. So this year, Yom HaShoah takes on very special significance.
The success of Israel these years is highlighted by the election process, which is about as fair and open and transparent as you can get, and something of the Groundhog Day. Malcolm, we've now had 4 elections in 20 minutes. Can you bring us up to date about where the process of forming a government is? I believe the last headline I saw was that the president of the company has asked Prime Minister Netanyahu to form a government. What does that mean, Malcolm?
What it means is the president of Israel is charged after the election results, which are never conclusive, with one party having a clear majority, or usually not, because the list system where you have multiple parties. And so the president then is charged with meeting with the head of each party and seeing who has the most likely chance of being able to put together a coalition of 61. And while right now no one seems to reach 61, Netanyahu has the biggest block, and therefore he was charged with trying to put together a government. Now, usually then there would be multiple attempts, but the president said that he's only required to do one, and then they give it back to the Knesset, which either can hold an election or call for new elections, which would take place in September. It's certainly the biggest growth industry in Israel, with 4 national elections in a 2-year period, which adds to the frustration, but also reflection of the democratic system. The turnout was less in some areas, but higher in others. And the new Knesset was sworn in today, and will continue to function. The parliament, the government continues to function, but it is putting a lot of strains on it because people want to see this issue resolved. They don't want to go to another election, and Netanyahu pledged that he would work to make sure that that does not happen.
The other election,
his trial began, and so that casts another shadow over the process at this time.
What I like, Malcolm, is that despite the fact that Israel's completely solved the vaccine, with the population overwhelmingly now protected, despite the Abraham Accords, despite the roaring economy, even before the pandemic, despite the security in the region, all that, Malcolm, they're still holding elections. I like this. I like this a lot. You can't satisfy an electorate that gets used to voting.
That is true. And people point out that an anomaly, but the fact is that he's the longest serving prime minister. And at a certain time, people want change. He has managed to anger a lot of people over the years, as politics will. So he doesn't have that many allies, and you know, the competition often comes from within his own party. So that vote is divided, the center and center right, which is now the largest block, but not enough to really get a dominant majority. So it's a lot of it has to do with the personal factors and political factors that go into shaping the attitude towards him. But still, people look at him as the most recognized and capable leader at this time.
In surprising contrast, we come to the Palestinian election. I believe, Malcolm, they're holding one election per century. Is that their record?
Well, right now it's every 14 years or so, but the Hamas submitted their list for the parliament. Everybody had to. The PA was about to submit theirs, I think. And Dahlan, who's based now in UAE, and submitted his list. He used to be a Palestinian security commander and was driven out of Gaza. So you have a lot of lists, including with many people who are in prison, terrorists who on the Hamas list, some of whom are serving multiple life sentences. They their slogan is Jerusalem Unites Us, which is meant to be a message. And they talked about the emphasis of the insistence on the liberation from the Zionist enemy. In the meantime, the Abbas has gone to Germany for medical treatment. He refused the call, it turns out, from Secretary Blinken, because he said he would only take a call from President Biden, which has not yet happened. And there's an alternative controversy now with the United States reversing policies of the Trump administration or building on some of the past practices, and that is to increase aid to the PA. And we're talking now about a total well over $100 million, and questions are whether this violates the Taylor Force Act, because they continue to give the money to the terrorists. They continue to pay for them in violation of the Taylor Force Act and other bills, anti-terrorism legislation that then-Senator Biden supported. $75 million is for economic growth and $40 million for security cooperation. So the argument can be it's not going to the PA, but going to other sources or other specific purposes. But it's certainly going to be an issue that we will see debated in the Congress. A number of members of Congress on both sides have already raised concerns about this.
Iran. There is an Iranian ship off the coast of Yemen coming under attack, believed espionage ship for some time. At the same time, the headlines point to the restart of talks on the JCPOA. Can you comment on the restart, Malcolm? Because the mystery of the Yemen ship will be solved in due time. But what does the restart mean? Have I been misled by headlines?
Well, you're not misled. The talks are supposedly indirect talks through the various parties sitting at the table, and the head of Iran's National Security Council, Supreme National Security Council, said, regardless of what Europe has the will to persuade the U.S. or not, there are no talks in new fields, that none of the other issues will be discussed, meaning the missile program, which is what the Gulf states, Israel, and some of the Europeans want to see, as well as some of the activities to support terrorism and undermine regimes. The Iranians are saying we'll talk about one thing, and that is getting back to the table. Removing the sanctions has to be a precondition to any steps that they will take. We know that there are more and more advanced steps. We see at Natanz just the revelation by the UAE, the International Atomic Energy Agency, that they're feeding UF6 gas into a cascade of 174-hour two centrifuges. So they're moving ahead on all of the fronts despite it. So first of all, the United States is saying, we want to divide this in two parts. One is to get a longer agreement to extend the sunset clause of the JCPOA, and then we'll talk about a second agreement, which Iran obviously has no interest in achieving. So we have these talks. We don't know what they will lead to, if in fact the United States and Iran form a basis, but the first talks that both sides said were constructive. What that means in the long run, we don't know. I think it's certainly premature to have constructive talks with Iran. We know that they're moving ahead on every front against the U.S. interests, against our allies, and the sanctions, removing the sanctions first, maybe there'll be a parallel step. Things will be done. The China deal we discussed earlier obviously factors into this. The attack on the Saudis, the ship in the Red Sea near Yemen, also a spy ship of the IRGC. All of these things are escalations, and including their activities in Iraq, the fact that missiles flying from Iraq and Yemen, backed by Iran against Saudi Arabia and others, the tensions, the multiple influences in the region. So they can't have the talks in isolation from all of this if they're going to be successful.
Malcolm, I want some good news here before we end. And the UAE and the Abraham Accords and Sudan and lifting the boycott. In other words, the Abraham Accords is working as you identified it first. We're moving more and more towards open and free exchange between these countries. Is that correct? We have about a minute.
I think that is correct. We saw that Sudan removed the boycott laws, the boycott of Israel laws. We see that the UAE is moving ahead not only in regard to boycott but also in cooperation, and they announced that Etihad, their airline, will be flying twice a week to Israel. There are concerns about the fact that we're seeing uptick of U.S. Troops. The air defense system batteries were removed because of the Houthi drone strikes from Saudi Arabia. There were about 50,000 U.S. troops in the region. That has been dropped, including aircraft carriers and surveillance systems that are being removed. But at the same time, the cooperation between Israel and these countries has improved. We've seen steps taken to increase Holocaust education and change their textbooks. So those are the most positive steps in the region. And they are all watching the Iranian talks because for them this is really a life and death issue.
Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
Apartment people, my name is Dave and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin. It's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage, River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at LEGENDZ.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.